אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. On Thursday, hours before Israel's new unity government was finally set to be sworn in, the event was postponed and rescheduled for today. Prime Minister Netanyahu faced a minor mutiny in his Likud party. Numerous Likud MKs, some of the ministers and veteran lawmakers, were angry that they had been offered minor government positions or no positions at all. At least two, Avi Dichter and Tsachi Hanegbi, vowed to boycott the swearing-in ceremony. The decision to delay the ceremony meant that Israel's 500-plus days of political deadlock, which included three inconclusive election cycles and numerous repeated failed attempts to form a government, is still not over. At midnight on Wednesday, new elections will automatically be triggered if the government has not been sworn in. Under the coalition deal, the new government will initially have at least 32 ministers, divided equally between Netanyahu and Gantz-led blocs, before swelling to 36 in 6 months in what will be the largest government in Israel's history. Benny Gantz secured the desired positions for most of his party members. Gabi Ashkenazi will serve as foreign minister for the next 18 months before he assumes defence, and Avi Nissenkorn will be justice minister. Panina Tamanoshata will be Immigration Absorption Minister, making her the first Ethiopian-born immigrant in Israel's history to join the cabinet. Itzhak Shai, Chili Tropper, Alon Shuster, Asaf Zamir, Orit Farkash and Michael Biton all have ministries. Merav Cohen will be Minister for Social Equality. Omer Yankelevich is the next Diaspora Affairs Minister, making her the first female ultra-Orthodox cabinet member in Israeli history. Kahol Levan MK Miki Chaimovich declined an offer to become a senior minister, and instead she chose to lead the Knesset's Internal Affairs and Environment Committee and serve as a deputy Knesset speaker. From Labour, Amir Peretz will be economy minister and Yitzhak Shmuli will hold the Labour and welfare portfolio. Kahol Levan's coalition deal with Derech Eretz means that the faction's two MKs, Yoaz Hendel and Zvi Hauser, will both be ministers, heading the Communications Ministry and Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee. Ministries have also gone to Netanyahu's ultra-Orthodox allies, United Torah Judaism and Shas, leaving little for the largest party, Likud. Netanyahu, who is struggling to mollify his senior party members, appointed his ally, David Amsalem, to the post of minister in charge of liaising between the government and the Knesset. Amsalem had initially been promised the Ministry of Jerusalem and Heritage, but that position was eventually given to Rafi Peretz, who defected from the right-wing Yamina party to join Netanyahu's coalition. Yuli Edelstein has been appointed health minister with Yoav Kish as his deputy. Israel Katz will get the treasury, Ofira Kunis regional affairs ministry, and Miri Regev will be transportation minister. Eli Cohen will serve as intelligence minister. Yariv Levin has been nominated as Knesset speaker. As of last night, Likud MKs Nir Barakat and Yoav Gallant were battling to become the education minister, one of the last unfilled senior positions. Former Likud Minister Chaim Katz, who's under criminal indictment and cannot be appointed a minister, will head up the Knesset's Labour and Welfare Committee. Gesher leader Ori Levi Abakasis also signed a coalition deal with Netanyahu, which will see her head the newly created Community Empowerment and Advancement Ministry. The text of the coalition agreement was released on Wednesday. On Thursday, Yamina's team of former ministers, Naftali Bennett, Ayelet Shaked and Bezalel Smotrich, announced that they were happy to be in opposition. They said that Prime Minister Netanyahu had never negotiated with them seriously about joining the government and that the coalition agreement was a capitulation to the left. They cited the absence of the commitment to annex the Jordan Valley and any mention of Judah and Samaria in the document. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a lightning trip to Jerusalem on Wednesday for talks with both Prime Minister Netanyahu and alternate Prime Minister Benny Gantz. It had been previously announced that the coalition agreement would include annexation of the Jordan Valley, but in the final version, such a reference was omitted, leading to speculation that the U.S. was not happy with unilateral partial implementation of Trump's peace plan. On Thursday, Pompeo said that Israel had a right and obligation to annex as she sees fit, and that that was not the subject of his talks here. Jordan's King Abdullah had warned that should Israel move forward with plans to annex part of the West Bank, it would lead to a massive conflict with his country, and did not rule out pulling out of the peace agreement. Sergeant First Class Amit Ben Yigal, 21, was killed in the pre-dawn hours of Tuesday morning after being struck in the head by a large rock during an arrest raid in the West Bank village of Yabed, west of Jenin. The rock appeared to have been thrown from the roof of one of the homes on the outskirts of the village. The perpetrator was eventually identified and arrested. A Palestinian teenager was shot dead during clashes with Israeli troops in the Al-Fawa refugee camp the following day. Another Israeli soldier was injured when he was hit by a car in what the military said was a deliberate attack in the southern West Bank on Thursday. The driver of the vehicle was shot dead by another soldier at the scene. Thousands of people visited the country's beaches on Friday and yesterday as the country sweltered in a heat wave, despite continued restrictions amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some beaches had lifeguards, despite the fact that beaches are only set to be opened officially on Wednesday. On some Tel Aviv beaches, bathers were ordered out of the water via announcements on loudspeakers and told that they were breaching regulations. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Israel increased by 17 in the 24 hours up to yesterday morning, after over a week of under 50 daily infections. One new death was recorded on Friday morning, and another person died over Shabbat. The current toll is 268. A social worker at Ra'ut Medical Center in Tel Aviv tested positive for the coronavirus, sending 48 patients in the rehabilitation department into quarantine. A teacher at the Navon School in Rehovot, diagnosed with coronavirus, was found to have been in contact with 52 students and the school staff, who have all been sent into isolation, and the school shut until May 27th. Israel's education system is set to return to full operation today in most of the country after some 2 months. The return to school excludes areas that have been centres of outbreaks in the past 2 months, some of which have been under lockdown. As most of Israel celebrated Lag BaOmer on Monday night and Tuesday without traditional bonfires, large gatherings, including families with children, were reported in parts of Ramat Bet Shemesh and in Jerusalem's Mea Shearim neighborhood, despite the fact that these neighborhoods have been hard hit with the coronavirus. 317 ultra-Orthodox men arrested on Tuesday evening after breaking into the shuttered grave of Shimon Bar Yochai on Mount Meron were released on Wednesday morning to their homes. Each received a fine for violating coronavirus regulations. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.